morning. It's 6:06 a.m. on, what is it? It's Tuesday, July the 2nd, 2019. Hello. I'm out. I'm walking. I'm moving. 6:06. Yeah, I got out early this morning because I got a doctor's appointment early this morning. Routine checkup for my rheumatology. Get the rheumatologist appointment out of the way early. Because that's when the appointment was, so okay, we're going to do that. Next week I've got dermatology. I think that's a week from tomorrow. No, it's a week from today, it's the 9th, so I'll do that next week. So, yeah, I wanted to get out and get back. And still have time to do a little bit before I had to get going on the road. So getting up, getting dressed, getting ready to go. And then coming out made sense. I do not have the metronome going this morning, but I'm still pushing, pretty hard. I can tell because I'm beginning to pant a little bit. I had to sneeze this last couple days. I don't know if I'm allergic to something or what. But my nose is running. So it's July. We're in the second half. I spent part of the day yesterday working on Cape Grace. Like a lot of progress, but I made some. I got one chapter pretty well underway. I'm not sure exactly where it's going yet, but I'll get there. I had a therapy appointment yesterday. It was a really good appointment. I used to go every week. Every week. Monday morning. And graduated eventually to every other week. And now I'm on every 4 weeks. Basically a monthly. A monthly maintenance charge. A maintenance visit. Where I go in and discuss everything that's happened in the last 4 weeks. The previous 4 weeks. And any ideas that might be top of mind, and I find it immensely useful. It's just, you know, picking up on a topic from yesterday, the motivation thing. Yeah, there does seem to be a certain amount of external stimulation required for me to get motivated to do something. Or it has been that way in the past. And part of that is ADHD brain. Now that's not... I'm going to sneeze. No, maybe I'm not. Okay. They'll probably catch me in mid talk and I'll bite my tongue, but ADHD brain likes to grab onto things that are different. And so whenever I get an external stimulus, like, oh, I don't know, a serious medical diagnosis or an issue external to me, I tend to focus on that. It's like, okay, we're going to do this. And it's very rare for something internal to get the attention away from whatever new and shiny thing the ADHD says. We're going to focus on this now. Aren't you glad? Come on, nose, straighten out here. So, yeah, it was, part of it is the ongoing struggle to keep the routine that I know intellectually keeps me in a better place. You know, having some body strength, having some upper body strength, having some cardio strength, some cardiac resilience, being able to do this 2 mile walk a couple times a day, to maintain a certain level of of strength, of resiliency. I know that it helps not just physically but mentally. In fact, the primary reason for doing it is mental, to keep my mental health on a relatively even keel. But then getting ADHD brain to be engaged enough or disengaged enough to let me actually do it and not, you know, get halfway through July, for example, and say, oh, screw this. I don't feel like going today. And trying to keep enough unique, different kinds of brain attention to satisfy that itch while still maintaining things that really do make me feel better, like walking, like writing, like writing. I probably should go back through. There's a, in Headspace there is a sports pack of different kinds of meditations for people who are engaged in sport. And sport is loosely defined in my mind, and I include writing in a sport because a lot of the same things that you do for, say, baseball, practice, doing the routine drills, doing the work, showing up, staying motivated to do the stuff that makes it worthwhile in spite of all of the stuff that makes it tedious. So from that perspective, writing is a sport. It's kind of a solo sport. It's sort of like one-man handball. But I do have an audience who likes to watch me play one-man handball, or at least likes to see the results of the game. So one of the questions, there are several questions that he raises, and the idea of the meditative question is that you ask the question, but you don't answer it. You just sort of let that question loosen your brain, and you spend 5 or 10 minutes and you just sort of let that question rattle around in there for a while and see what bubbles up, see what kind of feelings come up, see what kind of responses you get from it. And the one that keeps coming back to me is, how did that make you feel? And so his example, his being Andy, whatever his name is, who does the guided meditations, Andy's introduction on this, Andy's take on this is, when you used to do this for fun, how did it make you feel? Now that you're doing it for either semi-pro or pro purposes, it becomes a something different. It becomes not something you're doing for the love of it, but because something you do for another purpose, or potentially for another purpose. I'm coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. So, writing. When I started writing Cordashare back in 2007, It was like, okay, can I write a novel? And then I get the full half share. Can I write a second novel? And I got the full share. Can I write a third novel? And then I got to Cape Grace. Can I write a fourth novel? And it was like, it was so exciting. It was like, okay, yes. They were short. But they were stories. And I had enthusiasm for the process of sitting down and writing stories. Like, okay. I got an hour tonight. I got to write a couple. I got to write a couple chapters. Let's see what I can do. And how did it make me feel? It's pretty damn cool, actually. And I'm not talking because what I'm doing is that my brain is supplying that feeling. It's supplying that kind of perception of joy that isn't actually being evinced in my face or in my body or anything like that, but it's the memory of that joy, of that excitement. So I'm putting words to it. It doesn't do it justice. It doesn't actually make that motivational question. It's not really, the words aren't really the answer. It's the feeling that the words are trying to, that I'm trying to express with words. So that's the one that keeps coming back to me. That's the question. How did it make you feel? And that's the one that I'm trying to focus on, to control the ADHD brain, to control the, I'm bored, I don't want to do this anymore, feeling. So that I can think back to, okay, how does this make you feel? I have to put on my boots and go for my walk this morning. I don't want to. Well, how did it make it feel yesterday? Oh, well, actually, it was pretty good. It made me feel pretty good. God, I didn't wear a sweatshirt today. It's 62, and the sun is not... Well, it's just barely up. And I almost wore a sweatshirt. The air is cool. It's a little bit chilly. But I'm working up a sweat walking along, so... Oh, speaking of which, I did get my walking shorts at Target yesterday. Ew. I need to find a pair of, like, fleece or something like, you know, sweatpants, only shorts. The best thing that they had was a pair of workout shorts. Champion, the exercise apparel company. They had a pair of several pairs. They had actually a whole rack of these Champion shorts. That. They are called mesh shorts. And they have a liner inside them. But it's all synthetic. It's not quite like wearing a plastic bag. But it's better than getting my jeans all soggy walking in the evening. A little while ago, we were going in the opposite direction. So yeah, I got shorts. I'm almost to the end of Lucifer. I'm into season 2 of Bosch. Bosch is still very cool. I like the writing in Bosch really a lot. I haven't seen enough Bosch yet for it to be predictable. Or maybe the writing is just good enough that it won't become predictable. Done. How's my poppy doing? It's got a couple. Oh, there's another one that's come up just beyond it. Okay. The spiny white poppy, which I found so interesting last year. I've been watching for it to come back up. I didn't see it. Showed up yesterday. Big white flower on top. It is going to be hot today. Oh, good. And my sprinklers did come on. Yes. Not exactly the timing I expected. I wonder if it was because they set for 6 o'clock. So anyway, whatever. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.